Toby and Josh's Daily Podcast.
K-Rock 955.
Herbie, this is one of the craziest things I've ever heard.
Okay.
An endurance athlete.
Yep. They're already crazy.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, would you run a marathon?
No. I feel like it's something I'd like to do, but I'm never going to do it.
No. I mean, everyone's done it now anyway, so what's the point?
Exactly. You got a medal, cool.
So he is going to run 40,000 kilometres around the world, which is going to take him 3.5 years.
Wow. Now that, my friend, is a marathon. Wow, wee. What a silly thing to do.
What for?
Exactly.
You know, what are you doing?
In my personal opinion, you're wasting 3.5 years.
You could be
traveling around the world.
What's your job?
Without running. Yeah. I'm sure that person would be fundraising.
Yeah,
surely,
for sure.
You know, for something.
Yeah.
But also, how can you just give it up?
That's a long, like every day you just have to like.
Do you have kids?
You can't stop, can you? Well, you're not. All your relationships are on pause, aren't they?
Everything.
For 3.5 years.
Everything. That's a long time. And why do you come up with that, you know?
Mm.
Was 1 year not enough of running?
And how much are you going to get done in a day, like, or non-stop?
If you're going for 3.5 years. Mm. Exactly.
So I can tell you the record is 563 kilometres non-stop running.
Non-stop running.
Yeah, running. 80 hours, 44 minutes without a break.
That's ridiculous.
Didn't eat, didn't do anything.
You'd have to have some of those gels.
Well, the gels, yeah, but didn't sleep. 80 hours, 44 minutes.
See, at least you've gotten that out of the way, you know. You know, I've got a record 80 hours. This guy's gone for 3.5 years.
That's right. One guy walked 30,000 kilometres, 2,425 days.
What?
Holds the record for that. I don't know, but I'm just wondering what people, how do you come up with the idea?
Yeah. Mm. And the time. The time is the biggest thing.
How's this? The longest flight ever.
Yep.
64 days, 22 hours and 19 minutes.
Flight?
Yeah. They were lofted. They basically had a... like a glider, and they just had to just stay
keep
up there
gliding.
As long as they could.
Wowee!
Isn't it?
Some of them are quite remarkable.
You think that's remarkable? Absolutely. 64 days in the air. 11 days and 25 minutes. That's the longest someone has stayed awake for.
Well, that's probably an issue. I think doctors would be quite concerned about that.
You might want
to go see a doctor.
1963 it was done, so they wouldn't retest that one.
Yeah, no.
And then how's this? The longest going without any food.
Okay. This one, I know this is going to be silly because they've just survived off water. This is going to be ridiculous. I can barely go an hour.
382 days.
That's a boring year.
Lived,
what a waste.
Lived on tea, coffee, soda water, vitamins. He was a big fella.
Like, and he just cut back from nothing.
He had nothing for that long. I mean, so basically he was like three of me.
So, okay.
Probably like maybe
so
two.
So he's very, he's not healthy to
no,
start
no,
with.
No, no, no. Maybe like two of you.
Do that.
Josh and Karen.
Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Toby and Josh. Ooh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
On this day.
Toby and Josh.
On this day.
On this day.
Into the studio from the newsroom, Botto.
Oh, I forgot you. How are you doing?
You'll get it one day.
Do you know what? I've been doing that, Mike. For Louis Zaka, I think he walked in about 40 times and we still couldn't, get it.
It's a bit of a power play. It's all right, Josh.
Just to let him know that I'm pressing the buttons.
Yeah. You're in our studio.
Oh, whoops.
Nice haircut, by the way.
Thank you.
Looking sharp.
It's probably about the only thing I did on the weekend. Very quiet for me.
Oh, nice. Brilliant.
Yes.
Well, thanks for sharing.
That's all right.
So we've got a bit of a music history game. I've gone back in time on this day, found some songs, reverse them. You just have to let me know the artist and the title. Buzz in with your names.
All right, number one.
First one, we're going to 1966. This person married their husband, who they're still with today. He was, when they married, an asphalt road paving operator.
Okay.
And then they celebrated their 50th anniversary in 2016.
Here we go. Josh, it's Jolene, Dolly Parton.
Yes. Jolene, Carl, been together long time.
Great song.
Great song.
Amazing. Love Dolly. She can do no wrong.
Yeah, we love Dolly.
1975 we're going because this person was born today, so turning 47.
Really?
Hmm.
That is Forget You by CeeLo Green.
Yes. He's on the board.
Yes. This is exciting.
The big 4-7.
Well done.
Happy birthday, big dog.
Good job.
Okay. 1990. This group, they made headlines when they staged a protest in New York City in response to an oil spill.
All right. Josh, it's Midnight Oil. Is it Beds of Burning?
Yeah.
Nice
one. Josh hates them.
What's the hate?
I don't hate them. I just don't.
I love them.
Yeah, I like Josh. That's one good song, and then the rest of them I'm just like.
I don't know about that, Josh. I'm with you on that one.
Okay, I didn't ask for it.
You will like his Peter Garrett's message there. He said we can't treat the world like a garbage dump, and so
good
I
on
like
him.
His dance moves as well. Iconic.
I'm a fan. Yeah. You don't have to tell me.
I can whip them out on the dance floor, no worries.
Yep. So single.
Oh, poor Will. Please, yeah.
Okay, 2017 we're going to. Mm-hmm. This person unfortunately had to postpone their US and Canadian tour to fight a reoccurring problem.
You need this, Will.
So this is,
thanks, Josh.
A medical issue they had to cancel for.
Will, that is the Grease song.
Yes.
With John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John.
Do you know the title of the song?
Summer Nights.
Yay, he's on. I didn't want to do just her stock standard physical. Nice. You know?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I thought
Olivia Newton-John.
Yeah,
was, yeah, okay,
Newton-John.
Gotcha. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now we're
good
going
choice
back.
Of song. Good. Well done, Will.
Yes.
Thank you.
Like this. Okay. 2000. We're going back because this is huge. This person becomes the fastest selling album when it sold 1.7 million copies in its debut week.
Josh. Will. It's Eminem. What's the song?
Will.
Do you know the song name?
I'm going to give you a three, two,
without
one.
Me.
Not without me.
Is that the real Slim Shady?
It's only because you got a Slim Shady haircut that you got that one there, Will.
No, very good. Very good pick. I was like, oh, God, what's it actually called? But no, very good. Well done, Will.
Thank
well
you.
Done.
I reckon I've won yet.
No, you won just then. You're on the board.
As in, I don't think I've won before.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. But first today week. You won. There we go.
There we are.
Will! Yes, Will!
Woo! There you, Josh. Driving you home with the first time winner, Will
Boddington.
Nice. Good afternoon.
Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Debbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
Want to speak about houses, specifically moving into a house with someone.
Yeah.
So on 52232955, we want to know what item did you make them get rid of?
Yeah, before you moved in.
Mm-hmm. This is off a list that's been released. So 10 things women look for in your apartment. They're judging.
Because they know we generally it's a pigsty. There are some really neat people, but I'm just going off what my
majority
house
of
like.
The time. Yeah. You think of...
Well, not like a pigsty, but it's just not as neat.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah. And this happens, you know, you meet someone, you might end up going home with them, and you do have a little sticky beak around. It's
of course.
Good to know. You know, I want to see. So we'll go through some of the items. They say that if they don't have hand towels in the bathroom.
Yeah, I just use my towel.
That's what I was about to say. Towel. Number two, hand soap. That would be, you do need some soap.
Nah, hand soap. I'm trying to think. Yeah, would have had like
a little pumper.
Yeah, pumper. Not like at a bar.
You're not like an
blokes don't have a bar. Yeah.
No. Coffee machine, which I think that's a bit fancy.
Jeez.
If you're wanting
you
a coffee. Yeah, exactly. I still don't have a coffee machine.
No.
Are glassware's a big one?
Yeah, no, can confirm. I think on our first date, I gave Kat a tumbler instead of a wine glass. Didn't have one.
Oh, it's one of the biggest fights that Farmer Philly and I have had over glassware.
Yeah.
He was using a wine glass as a water glass. I was not happy about
makes
it.
Makes sense.
But that's all the glasses he had.
Yeah, that's it.
Books, they say if you go home with someone and there's no books there, don't bother because they're not, intellectual
not learned.
Enough.
Okay.
Exactly.
Right.
Framed art, don't get with them.
Not going to happen.
They want to see photos, printed photos around the house.
Mess.
At least one living plant.
Not a chance.
Quality linen. Your sheets should be clean.
Well, it was quality, but I'll tell you what, those sheets stayed on for about a month. I reckon. God, it was good being single. I'll tell you what, they're easy.
Bed, base and frame to finish the list. They say no floor mattresses allowed.
No, I think that's it. You got to get a frame at some stage.
I've seen so many. Even when you've gone to friends' houses and they show you around, I'm like, what's happened? What's your mattress doing on the ground? They're like, oh, I'm getting round to it.
It's an extra couple of $100, you know. just get a cheap one. Just something to put it on.
Marketplace is brilliant for this stuff.
Absolutely.
And look, I can understand the list. Do I agree with it 100%? No. But there is some things, especially when you do get into a relationship, where you go into the house and you want to change a few things.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm in a few battles at the moment, but because I technically don't live at the farm.
You can't change anything.
Anything. I'm not allowed to. He says, you don't live here, but the curtains need to go. Oh, my gosh.
Really?
I'm pretty sure maybe his great-great-great-grandfather made them.
So in a fictional world, if you were to, like, you know, things get a bit more serious and you move in with Farmer Finley, you're not moving into that house until the curtains are gone.
Until the curtains are gone. 100%. Curtains
have to be changed.
Curtains have to be changed.
It's me or the curtains, is what you're saying.
Yeah. What about you? When you moved in with Kat, was there something that you...
Yeah, I had to lose my couch.
Oh, couches, that should be on that list. Yes.
Had to lose the couch.
A couch in a bachelor
land,
pad.
I still think about it.
Couch
it,
land.
Yeah, it was massive. It was way too big for the apartment I was living in. But you could fit six people on there. It was great. Everyone's got a spot.
Yeah, but how gross was it?
Oh, probably.
You would have eaten on there, everything. I don't even want to think about the time. You would never have cleaned that couch.
No, not to my knowledge.
Did Couch Land ever set your vacuum?
Yeah, a vacuum, but that's about it. 5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5. What did they need to give up for you to move in?
Or
what did you know?
Was it a Couch Land?
What was the compromise? We'd love to hear
linen,
from you.
Bed for
curtains, anything, you name it. 5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5. Herbie and Josh on K-Rock. It is Herbie and Josh driving you home, K-Rock 955, wanting to know, what did you make him get rid of before you moved in?
Yes, there's a list out at the moment saying the 10 things women look for in your apartment. Now, if I'm ever to move to the farm, I've said I want the curtains gone or I won't be there, and you had to sacrifice.
I'd sacrifice couch.
Couch land, sorry.
What else would you make him change?
Oh, there'd be a few things.
Yeah, so it's not just one?
The house sort of just needs a little...
A renovation.
Okay. It's definitely been a bachelor
pad. And he's paying for it too, I'm guessing? Yeah.
I've got to give up my life, you know?
5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5. What did you make them give up? Kirby and Brimley, what was it?
Hey, guys, how we doing?
Doing
good.
Well.
Good. What did you make them give up?
This was a while ago, though. Okay, so I was living in with this guy, and it was into his family's place, but he still had the single bed from when he was a kid, and he was, like, a decent size. And I was hanging off the freaking edge of the things. I was like, dude, you need to at least get a double bed from IKEA or something. We went all the way into Richmond for it to get it.
Yeah, yeah.
I helped him all out, but, oh, my God, like...
That was just the start
legit.
Of it.
Yeah. A single bed, and he's asked you to move in.
Yeah, it was just, oh, man, it was bad.
Did you go over for the first sleepover and he said head to toe?
Oh, that's good gear. Oh, that's awesome. Herbie and Josh driving you home, K-Rock 955.
Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Herbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
With this kind of weather, though, you need to look for stuff that's going to warm the heart and the soul
at
the moment. And that's why Wellington turned it on the weekend,
oh,
Josh.
Nice.
This is exciting. I'm annoyed I missed this one. Wellington had a strawberry fair.
Really?
Yep.
Strawberries?
Yep, had a strawberry fair.
There's a fair for that?
At Wellington Primary School on Sunday, yesterday.
Nice.
They had a strawberry fair. It had big crowds. The reports are in because it had obviously a slow 2 years with COVID.
Yeah, yep.
And so live music, entertainment, pony rides, and we're talking all things strawberries.
Love it.
I do love that.
Strawberries are nice.
Strawberries are delightful.
Yum.
That's the thing. They had jars of, you know, the fresh cut strawberries from around the area, which is brilliant. You know, it's local. And then the cream on top. Yum. In my tum. That
Very
would warm
good.
You up.
Yeah, absolutely. Strawberry ice cream.
Mm.
I'd go. It's all right.
It's all right.
It's the third one in the...
Oh, no. It's first for me.
First?
Yeah.
I go probably vanilla first.
Really?
Actually, strawberry before chocolate.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Definitely. See, strawberry is great. Mm. Wellington knows that and have celebrated it. So technically, strawberries have seeds on the... So technically, berries have seeds on the inside. Mm-hmm. So strawberries actually are in their own group of their own with their seeds on the outside.
So they're technically not berries?
No. They're just their own little thing.
Righto.
And the average strawberry has 200 seeds.
So if I got a, and this is a, probably a question you don't want me to ask.
I hear.
If I got a strawberry, because all the seeds are on the outside, and I just plant that.
Yeah, it should, actually.
Yeah.
You have asked the right person.
Yeah.
You have. It could work.
It could work.
It could. I'm saying could because sometimes things don't work out, okay. You know? But that's the seeds are on the outside.
So I don't have to do anything else, just plant
a little bit of water and love. TLC, Josh.
Cool.
There is a museum in Belgium just for strawberries. In the gift shop, you can get all things strawberries. You can buy strawberry jam to strawberry beer.
Strawberry beer. Mm. Interesting. I'm more into the dessert side of things when it comes to strawberries, for sure.
So this one is quite interesting. So strawberries contain high levels of nitrate. Mm-hmm. And this has been shown to increase blood and oxygen flow to the muscles. So research suggests that people who load up on strawberries before exercising have greater endurance and burn more calories. They say up to 100 more calories if you eat some strawberries beforehand.
Surely not.
Chuck your pre-workout out. Start smashing some berries, boys. Love that. So, if you didn't know this, Josh, in parts of, I don't know this because I didn't know the country, Bavaria, you know where that is?
Bavaria, like the German region.
I'm going to say around there.
Yeah.
So country folk still practice the animal ritual each spring of tying small baskets of wild strawberries to the horns of their cattle as an offering to elves. They believe that elves are passionately found and they love strawberries, so they'll help to produce healthy calves and abundance of milk.
Right.
They offer the elves.
So you had a pretty good fact with the 100 calories and then you went to the elves?
Well, there's another one.
Here we go.
Madame Tallien, a prominent figure at the court of Emperor Napoleon. She was famous for bathing in the juice of fresh strawberries. She used 22 pounds per basin. Is that where you?
I mean, I was definitely interested in the gym workout one. That was a good one.
You don't want to bath strawberries?
It's just an interesting, like, who is she?
She's someone. Yeah. She's a prominent figure.
You knew her before today? What are your favourites?
If she exercised after a bath.
Kirby and Josh.
Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Kirby and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
Want to talk about this. A lady has been bullied for going to Disneyland as an adult.
Really?
And crying.
Are you kidding me?
Interesting story. So basically, she, like a lot of people, share stuff to social media.
Yes.
You know, I think it's the world we live in.
100%. Didn't happen if it's not on social media.
Basically, she was crying when she hugged a character by the name of Goofy, who I'm sure you remember.
Goofy, yes.
Here's a bit of what she was saying.
I saw Goofy turn the corner and honestly, to a surprise to myself, broke down in tears.
Now, the reason she broke down in tears was because her best friend in the family, her grandfather, had passed away.
Yep.
Now, his favourite character was Goofy.
Okay.
So when she saw Goofy, she said that it reminded her of her grandfather.
Yeah.
She got emotional, so she was so excited to hug the character.
Yes.
And then, you know, basically people were ripping into her. The reason she posted the video is this.
I wanted to show the world that at Disney World, people of all ages can experience real magic. It doesn't matter how old you are.
Which is a nice message.
Yeah, 100%.
I'd love to go to Disney.
That's the thing. We can't all afford to go to Disney World. So when you can get there, maybe you are an adult and still a dream come true.
I think it's still a good experience, isn't it? Especially like, you know me, I'm a big Disney man.
Yeah. And maybe even now, like with kids though.
Yeah.
How fun for you to take your kids there eventually one day.
And like, see, I guess that I've got that advantage, don't I?
Yeah.
You know, I can pretend like I'm there for the kids.
You'll be ditching them. 1 second, kids. I've got to go.
Minnie Mouse.
My daughter really wants to see. Where's my daughter's?
Oh, God. But instead, so basically she posted the video. This is what happened.
Instead, my notifications were filled with hateful comments, duets, and stitches. And some of these were so vile, I'm not going to repeat them.
Which is such a weird thing.
People are just so opinionated to the point where they've got to let people know their opinions. You can have them.
Yeah, for sure.
But just keep it to yourself. How does her going to Disney World affect you?
But and then you also don't know her backstory.
No.
Like, this is the thing. Like, obviously, she's given a reason. This is why we always say you've got to be nice to whoever you meet.
Exactly. You don't know what anyone's going through.
It's been incredible. So we're going to celebrate Disney.
Yes.
I'm a big Disney person.
And we're on her side.
That's right. We're definitely on her side. So the Celeb Game's coming up.
Oh,
and
yes.
It is celebrities that have voiced Disney characters.
This is huge.
It is big. We're going to see how you go next. Herbie and Josh driving home on K-Rock 955.
Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Debbie and Josh. Ooh, ooh, ooh. On K-Rock 955. Celebrity.
Marlon Brando. Jimmy Dean.
Star.
Grace Kelly. Gene Kelly.
Famous.
Ginger Rogers. Fred Astaire.
V.I.P.
Betty Davis. DiMaggio.
The Celebrity Game.
Herbie, this is where we get you to guess the celebrity voice.
That is correct.
Can you do it? Can you not do it?
It's harder than it seems, folks.
Of course it is, because you don't know the answer.
And I get in my head and you think of a celeb and it's not them, and then you try to get them out of your head and then, I'm going crazy
don't
already.
Don't worry about that at all. Alrighty, so here's the deal. We're doing this off the back of a lady that went to Disneyland and was bullied. You know, basically because she cried when she saw a character. We're not all about it. I mean, we bully each other.
Yeah.
Just today, I called you that.
Friendly banter between mates. But for her, to a stranger, you don't know what they're going through.
That's right.
So just let everyone live their life.
That's right. Absolutely. Great message there, Herbs. All right, let's kick it off with this one. Celebrities that have voiced Disney characters.
Oh, so
So this time we showed up to Australia. We had a plan on doing sort of more.
Holy Moses.
Good-looking dude. That's what I'm going to say.
Play it for me one more time, please.
So this time we showed up to Australia. We had a plan on doing sort of more.
Thinking like a Chris. No. I'm thinking like a Zac Efron. I am indeed.
Well done.
I just had to think about good-looking people.
Yeah.
Didn't even think of Disney.
He's very good-looking.
Oh,
Next character or celebrity that's voiced this Disney character.
The lifestyle, the towns. The town is such an important part of this man's life, you know.
That is such a unique voice that I should know it straight away.
You should.
I need it again.
The lifestyle, the towns. The town is such an important part of this man's life, you know.
Is it Al Pacino? It tastes like good coffee. It sounds like him, or is it Puss in Boots?
No, it's Christian Bale.
It's Christian Bale.
The lifestyle, the towns, the town.
It's hard because he's obviously normally doesn't have his English accent.
And I'm just thinking of Batman.
Okay, next one. I think you should get this one. Celebrities that have voiced Disney characters.
You pass that on and it's catchy, but like good energy too can be catchy.
Same initials, first and last name.
Same initials, first and last name. Same initials, so like a Kim Kardashian, sort of like that.
Like that, yeah.
Yes. Hit me with the voice.
You pass that on and it's catchy, but like good energy too can be catchy.
And she's loud.
And she's loud.
Like, she's like a comedian.
She's a comedian and she's loud and she's not Amy Schumer.
Starts with an S.
Starts with an S. It's Sarah. Oh, I can't get the surname. I can't get it.
Silverman.
I know exactly who she was with the dark hair. God, she is funny. Cool. I like her.
Yeah, she's good. This is going to be hard, this one.
No, it's not.
So this is when they were younger. Celebrities that have voiced Disney characters. Here we go.
But it's cold in New York right now, so I'm from L.A. And anyone going to clap?
Been around for a long time.
It's not Frankie Muniz, is it?
No, it's not. But like similar sort of guy. And basically hasn't aged a day.
He
was in Batman, actually.
Was he?
Yeah.
Oh, it's, what's his name? He's Robin. Oh, my giddy aunt. What is his name? That is so annoying. He's also, what's his name, Josh? Give me a letter. Oh, my God.
Jay.
Jay, I'm not going to get it.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Useless.
Wasn't your best day. No.
At all, it wasn't my best.
No, but hey.
Sometimes,
not every day you can bring it,
you know? That's it. You know? At least next time I can only do better.
That's right. Everywhere's up. Yeah. Debbie and Josh driving you home, K-Rock 955. Good
evening. Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Debbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Josh, I want to speak about art.
Oh, yeah?
It's something that I don't think that I have come to the age to appreciate yet, I guess.
Well, I guess if you found the art that you're interested in. Because there's art's such a broad range of things.
Exactly.
Obviously, music's an art.
And because some I look at and I think...
So you're talking about paintings.
Paintings, the physical art form. Just I can appreciate and go, well, that's nice. Mm. But you know when you see the price tag to someone, you go, I just... Seriously, I could have done that.
Well, especially when there's like just a dot on a blank canvas. You're like... 15,000.
Yeah. Your interpretation. Hey, you should pay it. Mm. It's very, very special.
It's a con that people have been doing for years.
Exactly. Yeah. There is one piece of artwork which, if you had in your house, would be incredible, and it's because it's the most famous one in the world, the Mona Lisa.
I mean, if you've got that in your house, you're doing pretty well. That's a sign that you walk past and you go, you know what, I did do well at life.
100%. It's the best known, the most visited, the most written about, the most sung about, and the most parodied. How do you spell it?
Parodied.
Thank you. In the world.
Yeah.
Did you know, though, the cost of it at the moment, this is why you know you're doing well, it's equivalent to US $870 million today, which is around 1,000.
Wow.
20 million, which is ridiculous.
So a billion.
Yeah.
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 Wow.
Exactly.
That's insane. Good money.
But over the weekend, had a bit of an incident with old Mona Lisa. A man dressed as an old lady jumped out of a wheelchair. And it attempted to smash a bulletproof glass with the Mona Lisa behind it and realised quickly that they weren't strong enough.
I'd say so.
Then they proceeded to smear cake on the glass.
And was there a reason for that?
No. No one knows yet why. No. But
it's a stunt then, you reckon?
A bit of a stunt. And it's not the first time there's been a stunt with the Mona Lisa. Now, back in the day, this is when it was a little bit more risque because it wasn't protected. Things did happen. So
really?
It was stolen in 1911 for close to 3 years and then was brought back.
Really?
Yep. No one really knows why.
Jeez.
And
that's kind of cool.
In the 1950s, didn't have a great run. Two incidents. One which actually has damaged the Mona Lisa a little bit. Someone threw a rock, and if you look very closely at the left elbow, there supposedly is a little...
Nick.
If you know, you know.
I think that sort of adds to it, doesn't it? Now it's the history of this
character.
Painting, you know?
Another attacker after the rock threw acid at it.
Well, that's a bit much.
Which has hit the lower section.
And no one can really get it.
No, because it's not big. No. It's not big at all. It's 77 by 53 centimetres. And then a Russian tourist threw a mug of tea in 2009, but that just... bounced back.
Okay.
And because they've actually protected it. So
they're finally out of the glass. They're like, you know what? After all these attacks, mommy.
So there is no way that you can accidentally destroy the Mona Lisa. So the Mona Lisa has its own wall where it is displayed in a climate controlled chamber behind a wall of non reflective, unbreakable glass. The glass is triple laminate and bulletproof.
If you know, you know.
Jeez, that's a lot of effort, isn't it?
But doesn't it? And don't obviously do anything. But when you read something like that or hear that, bit of a challenge. Or is that just me? They're saying don't, and it's impossible.
Well, you literally start the break, it's like, don't know why they would do that. And then now you're like, I get it. Debbie and Josh.
Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Debbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.